Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for coming to this session. I'm Kip Fern. I'm a program manager on the Oa Inbox team, and my partner in crime here, Joey Masterson, will be helping out today. We especially want to thank you for coming to the last session of the day. We know we're the only thing between you and Mappy Beers and everything else that's going on tonight, so we'll try and make this a bit entertaining, try and get through this quickly, but we do have a lot to cover that we want to be able to tell you about. We're going to be talking about next generation of document collaboration with Outlook Web App. You saw it demoed in the keynote. If you've been to other OA sessions today, you've probably seen bits and pieces of it demoed as well. So what we want to do for this session is go into more details and leave enough time to be able to answer any questions that you may have. So besides all of these points that we're going to cover, we are going to have a demo so you'll be able to see this in action, and you'll be able to see how things are going to be working down the road with attachments. As a precursor, attachments really haven't changed in the last 20 years at all. And so what you've seen and what you've experienced hasn't evolved at all. And attachments are very, very painful to deal with. You're just grabbing documents off of your hard drive, and you're sending them around, and you always see the paperclip, right? That paperclip has been there since day one. That's how you grab attachments. And you have some sort of attachment well that says, hey, I've got something attached to my email. And that's the way it's been more or less from the beginning. And on top of that, today, when you're dealing with attachments where you really want to collaborate with people, it's also very painful. There's a lot of manual merging that has to go on if you're asking for feedback. There's a lot of steps to be able to add attachments and be able to then save it locally, maybe make some changes, reattach and resend. But we're all numb to it at this point. It's what we've been doing for our entire work life and beyond. And so we've gotten used to this pain. We want to remove that pain and really take this into the next generation for document collaboration. So what does that look like? What do attachments look like in the future? First and foremost, we're going to be integrating into OneDrive for Business. Attachments are not going to be locked to your own hard drive anymore. Attachments will be able to be used and referenced off of OneDrive for Business. It will lead to frictionless collaboration. Now you're able to all collaborate and edit and change off of the same document online, and you don't have to worry about all the crazy merging that you've had to deal with in the past when you really want to collaborate with others. And sitting along with all of this is a different way of viewing attachments, what we call our side-by-side view. You're able to look at your email in context with your attachment. You no longer have 2, 3, or 4 windows up all at the same time and alt-tabbing around to try and figure out what you're trying to do and look at your email while looking at the attachment that you're trying to figure out what your boss is trying to tell you to do. So it's going to be integrated, it's going to be frictionless, and it's going to be streamlined as we take you into the next generation here. So what I'm going to step through here in slides are a couple of our basic scenarios. And then we're going to go into a demo, see this in action. So our first scenario is about sharing. I have an attachment. I just want to share that with others. So step one does not change at all. You still pick your attachment the way you've always picked your attachments. However, what comes up next is a dialogue that lets you have different options of where you want to grab that attachment from. So first, you have an option to grab that off of your OneDrive directory. So any files that are up on OneDrive, you can pick and be able to send that as an attachment. You also are able to pick your files off of your hard drive, just as you do today. So that's not going anywhere. That's still there. And then also, you have an MRU list, your recently used files that are going to be grabbed from the Office document cache. So the same list that shows up in Word and PowerPoint and Excel, you'll also see these files show up here for you to have easy access to if this is the file that you want to attach when you send it. But then there's another key option here. Once you pick your file, you're able to do two things with it. One, you can send it as a link. So what that means is that if I pick a file off of OneDrive, you can still send it as a link. Or if I pick it off of my hard drive, I can now upsell that document and send it as a link. When I upsell that document, we will automatically take that file and put it into your OneDrive directory for you. We create a new attachments folder in there, and your attachments get put up there, and we will send it as a link. So there's nothing manual that you need to do. We will take care of that entire process of getting it up into OneDrive and attaching it as a link for you. Right? One of the key scenarios here where this becomes very powerful for are those really large files. You have that really large files that Exchange can sometimes choke on. You'll be able to now upload that to OneDrive and send it as a link instead. But you can also still send what we call classic attachments, right? You can still do that. You pick off your file from your hard drive. You still want to send it as a regular attachment. You know, everyone wants to do that for a million different reasons. You can still do that. However, you are also able to take a file that's on your OneDrive and say, you know what? In this instance, I actually do want to send it as a classic attachment still. Call this internally our law firm scenario, where there's a lot of documents that are up on OneDrive that are shared internally, but when they want to send a file to the client, they actually want to send an actual attachment. So there are a couple of key scenarios where you want to downsell that attachment as well. So you are now able to pick which way you want to send your attachment depending on your situation. And then finally, with an attachment that is a OneDrive link, we now sit on top of all of those permissions that a document has that exists on SharePoint Online and in OneDrive. So within email, if you want, you can actually change the permission of that linked file. By default, the permissions will be set for you to view and edit. And we will automatically permission anyone on the to and CC line with view and edit capabilities of that linked OneDrive file. But if you want more control and you just want them to have view-only access, you're able to change that very easily from your email before you send it. On the collaborating side now, where I'm actually going to be doing some editing and I want to get feedback in a group of people or with individuals, we have a new way of doing that as well. So the first step here is I get an attachment. And what's the first thing you do with an attachment? You're going to look at it. You're going to click on it to see what that file is. But now when I go and click on an attachment, we have the animation that takes us into this side-by-side view. So you have your email thread and context in the same screen as your email attachment. So you're able to look at your conversations side by side with the attachment. The typical scenario there is someone sends you an email and says, hey, can you check out slide 3 and slide 8? Well, now you can look at slide 3 and slide 8 as you're seeing the email for reference and going back and forth. But now I want to actually make changes to slide 3 or 8, or in my Word doc, or in my Excel spreadsheet. So now what happens is I'm able to click on the button with one click and go into edit mode in this document. Because we're in OWA, all of this is happening in the web browser. And all of this is happening in conjunction with Office Online. So these are the Office Online documents that are now part of OWA. And when I click edit, I go into edit mode. I haven't had to save the file. I haven't had to open it up in some other rich client. I am there, and I'm editing it in line within OWA. right? So that I can start editing right away. But what we've also done is it's an edit and reply situation. So I have also created a reply email automatically, and I have attached the document to that reply. And this is a live connection. As I am entering my edits into my document, my attachment that is sitting in my reply waiting to be sent is getting those updates as well. And so when I want to send it, I add my comments into my reply, and then I hit the send button. So I have now opened up a file, I've edited it, and I've replied to my boss or to my coworker with those changes without ever leaving the browser. Right? And this scenario works with both classic attachments and with OneDrive linked attachments. So that whole edit and reply scenario, if it was just a regular attachment that got sent to you, it will work. It will stay as a regular attachment and send it back. If that attachment was a linked OneDrive doc, then it will work. But you are actually editing that common file that's on OneDrive when you do it. But the rest stays the same. So it works with both a classic attachment and a OneDrive attachment. However, the key here is if you're truly collaborating, whether it's with one person or especially with a group of people, there are a lot of benefits to sending it as a OneDrive linked attachment. Because once that document is on OneDrive, it is taking advantage of all the features that exist today on OneDrive, such as true co-authoring. If you are editing a OneDrive doc in your reply, you will get true co-authoring capabilities. Others can edit that doc at the same time, and you will see that happening. You also get the benefit that this document feeds into the entire Office Graph. So that was mentioned at the keynote. There was a session about the Office Graph. But what that means is this document now is fed into the intelligence in the back end, and you'll be able, the Office Graph will be able to detect other documents and other authors that will be interested in that. And whenever a document shows up or the Oslo project is launched, these attachments will be shown in context with other documents that make sense within its graph. And then finally, you actually have access to the rich clients, Word, PowerPoint, and Excel, for editing tools. So even though you can edit all within the browser and never have to leave it through the power of the Office Online documents, you can actually launch the rich clients and edit in the rich clients, and that will still edit and change your documents online and be sent. So you have the full rich capability of the entire ecosystem when you have these documents sent as OneDrive links. And of course, we handle images as well. And in our side-by-side view, it's a richer experience as well. And one of the nice features that we have finally gotten back in there, for those of you who are using 2013, is Download All. So that feature has been missing since we launched 2013. So that feature is finally coming back as well. So you'll be able to do Download All, not just images, but for any attachments as well. Right. Working on mobile. Yes, all of this will work on mobile as well. And this is on your iPad, in your what we internally call our T-wide layout. You have access to your OneDrive from your iPad. And you can also be able to view this side by side as well. And you'll also have edit capabilities in there. And yes, it will work on your phones as well. And the screenshots you're seeing here are definitely early prototypes of the phone, but you'll be able to access your OneDrive documents from your phone. And yes, it will work on your iPhone and also work on your Android phones. And you'd also be able to access a file off of your OneDrive and send it as a classic attachment as well. So all of these core capabilities that we're going to be showing you here in a minute will be also on your phones. All right, so with that set up, I'm going to hand it over to Joey now, and you're going to see a lot of this in action.
Thank you, Kip. Again, my name is Joey Masterson. I'm a program manager working on document collaboration. We're really excited to show this to you all in action for the first time. So the first demo that we're going to show is pretty simple. I'm going to have Kip pick a local file, just like you do today, and send it to me for collaboration. We're going to make some changes to it. I'll send it back to him. We're really excited to show you how simple and easy this is in a real-world scenario. The next thing we'll be doing is sharing it to a group and then easily managing the permissions. So a pretty straightforward scenario. So the first thing Kip will do is just pick a file. Once his computer wakes up. And you know what we're going to do here is we're going to set the stage. We're going to go back about 2 weeks. Imagine that it's the beginning of March Madness. Kip is forming his spreadsheet with all of his picks. Warren Buffett, he got news of Warren Buffett giving $1 billion away for someone. And he's going to send it to me. I'm an expert in NCAA trivia, so I'm going to tell him what's right and wrong. So it's pretty simple to be able to, obviously, as you saw earlier, to pick a file, attach it to MOA, or attach it using OA, and send it out to someone.
Okay, so I've got my bracket here. It's the night before it's going to start. My bracket's looking good. I picked some upsets in there. I'm feeling good, but I'm not quite sure about the final four, so I'm going to ask for some help, and hopefully Joey can tell me what's going on. All right, so I'm going to come in here, and I'm going to insert my, here's my March Madness deck. I'm going to send this just as a regular attachment over to Joey. It says, I want my $1 billion. I really have a good feeling about my bracket here, so I'm going to send it to Joey and ask for some help.
Okay, so pretty simple, pretty standard stuff. Meanwhile, over on my mailbox, I'm going to receive this mail. Okay, I'm going to click it. Okay, finally wanting to retire. So I'm going to go ahead and open this up. Just real simple. We transition you right into the side-by-side view. We're really excited about this. It's fantastic. I think you know it really brings these two pieces of information that you may find difficult to navigate with multiple windows. So obviously here, this is a pretty large set of information. Along the top, we have a set of actions that you can apply to this view, most important of which is just being able to go back easily to your inbox. Nothing really changes here. So I'll go right back again. We'll load up the file. I obviously, since there's a lot of information here, would rather probably just look at the file itself so I can show and hide the email. I can pop this out in a separate window. That'll give me back my original view of my inbox and preserve this side-by-side view in another window if I need to do that. So in this case, I'm just kind of looking over what he wants me to do. Can you look over my bracket and tell me what you think? Okay, sure, fine. So I'll go ahead and click edit a copy because I'm seeing some changes I want to make here. He's got some questionable picks. First of all, let's go over and see about some of these. Oh, boy. So pick, Kip's looking at this 512 seed with VCU. I don't think that's going to happen. So I'm going to go ahead and change that for him. You can see it's easy for me to go ahead and make some changes here in the web app. I can go ahead and hide this. I want to be able to see everything a little bit easier. He's got this, he's got kind of an upset here. You know, I'm just going to go ahead and, call this with NC State. They're one of my favorites, so I really don't think he has a very good knowledge on this kind of stuff. Now, he's got this these final four here, Kentucky, Florida, Wisconsin, Connecticut. I think he's way off, but I'll go ahead and let him go with those. So how many people are following this? Show of hands. Who's watching? Big basketball fans? All right. So let's go ahead and fill this bracket in for him real quick. Who thinks Kentucky's going to win? Kentucky, Wisconsin. Come on. I got one person who thinks Kentucky's going to win. Okay. Then that does it. We're going to go with Wisconsin. Okay. Sorry. Got to have a few more fans than that. Okay. Then we've got, obviously, the powerhouse of Florida and Connecticut. How many people think that Connecticut can actually withstand the might of Florida? two people. All right, you guys are both wrong. So we're going with Florida again. Here we go. He's real close. And between Florida and Wisconsin, I'm guaranteeing a Wisconsin victory. And I know exactly what I'm talking about. So let's go ahead and say to Kip that go ahead and buy that Ferrari. So in one step, like Kip was mentioning, you know, I can go ahead and click send. I didn't have to reattach the file. Like we were talking about earlier, all those changes were being instantly saved to that attachment. We just automatically add that attachment for you. So we really love this kind of ease, you know, that, you know, used to take about 8 steps, and we've got it down to 2. So now Kip's back in his inbox.
All right. I see Joey has gotten his information back to me. I trust him, but I still need to take a look at what's going on. And, okay, what did he do here? He likes NC State over St. Louis as his 12-5 upset. Well, I should trust him, I suppose. He claims to know what he's doing. What else did he do? Oh, I see he doesn't like that 12-5 upset. He thinks VCU. My other picks are looking pretty solid, though. You know, I think Harvard will beat Cincinnati. That's probably going to happen. And Wichita State, you know, they probably won't make it all the way. So I'm feeling good about that. I'm from the Northeast, so I still have Big East in my blood. So even though Connecticut's not part of the Big East anymore, it's good to see them there. Okay, all right, the rest of this is looking good. I'm sure this is a billion-dollar bracket now. I'm sure those changes are going to give me the money I want. But I need to do a final submission now for this. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to download this attachment because I do want to do one more thing here, which is I download this, and here I see that, okay, well, Joey actually has edited this doc, and you can see how we have automatically put that name as part of the file name, as part of the back and forth. So I know when editing is happening, I can rename that file automatically. But now I want to actually submit this as a final here. So I'm going to put final submission. So I've got that. And now what I can do is I can come back in, and I'm going to submit this to our group. So we've created a sports group for fun at work, and it's called the Sports Nuts. So I'm going to just simply email straight into the Sports Nuts, final submission, show me the money. And I'm going to go ahead and insert this. This was there, my final submission. But what I'm going to do here is I'm actually going to send this in as a link. So I'm going to upload this.
Yeah, and one thing we wanted to mention is this is definitely live code. We're right in the middle of coding this up with our agile processes that make it easier for us to do a lot of development, but at the same time can make things, you know, somewhat fragile here. We'll give it a try.
Let's try that one more time. Second time's a charm. Attachment.
And as you've seen today with some of the other group demos, we love the fact that it's easy. You just address a group and you can just pick a file from your hard drive. So sharing between groups and my inbox is a very seamless and easy process.
So there we go. And I've sent that in. Now, one of the other things that I could have done when I sent that in was I can actually go ahead and set the permissions as well. So I can set it to be view only. So if I want to just, let's see. Actually, let me go ahead and do this. So if I come on in here, whoops.
Forward it.
I'm sorry, hold on one sec. If I come on in, going to do this. Try this one more time here. And now, if I want to come on in and manage permissions on this document, you can see that I could have said to do that as view only, so that as I send it in to my group, I can't have anyone manipulating it. It really locks it down, and I can send that in. And it's that easy to be able to change permissions on my document. All right.
Cool.
And then if I go over the sports nuts, there it is, comes on in, and I'm in my group. And it's a seamless integration of our new groups features along with this document, sharing with groups, working with individuals, working with the classic attachments, working with OneDrive linked attachments as well. It all happens integrated and seamlessly. All right.
Great. So the second demo that we want to show you today, we're really excited about this, is how easy it is to share a file as a OneDrive link so that you can do like all those benefits that we talked about earlier. You get all that rich, you can use the rich clients, you get the real-time co-authoring, you can kind of manage the permissions easily. So we're going to go ahead and start out, and I'll just begin this demo and start out by addressing a mail to Kip and Allie. We're working on a presentation. And I can just easily, again, add a file right off my hard drive. Oops.
Oops.
Oh, sorry.
That's the right one.
Thank you, audience, for your participation today. So again, I'll just go ahead and pick a file here that we're going to collaborate on. Since we're going to collaborate on it, I'm going to pick uploading it to OneDrive. I'll ask them to please add their changes. And send it away. So Kip and Allie will be able to receive this file. And like we mentioned, it's real easy to be able to open it up, check it out in side-by-side view. Kip can decide to go ahead and make some changes as it loads. Since it's a, you may have not have noticed this, but since this is a cloud stored document, the previous screens you'd seen, it said edit a copy. When it's happening all inside of Exchange, we create a copy, we attach it and associate it with the draft message for you to be able to go back to it at another time. But since it's a cloud document, we're not going to be creating a copy, we'll be operating off of that one file stored on OneDrive. So we just say edit there.
All right, so I'm looking at this, and let's see, let's take a full list. Let's see what Joey has put in there. It's like, oh, that's interesting. I see Allie is also editing this document at the same time. I can see the information up here. Okay. All right, well, I can go ahead and I could say hi as well if I want to. Hello. Let's see, this chart here, however, isn't really working for me. I need to make some changes, but in this case, the change I need is actually in PowerPoint Rich Client. So I'm going to open up this document in PowerPoint and thank Microsoft for all the warnings that I get to make sure I really want to do this. So thank you very much. And you can see I still actually have a couple authors editing this right now. I look at my chart, and it's like, you know what? This chart's just not doing it for me. I'm paid a lot of money to make decisions like this. That's going to do it. That's going to really kick in sales. That's the change I was looking for. All right. I am going to go ahead and save this. And I'm done. So I come back in here. Again, it is a cloud doc that I've been working on here. And so if I go back and take a look at it, let's take a look if all those changes are there. Yep, there they are. Hello. And there's my graph, much better in there. So those changes I made in the rich client, right, took immediate hold into my OneDrive attachment. And I am now ready to go ahead and just say, yeah, I'm ready here. Let me go ahead and say, okay, Joey, here you go. Right.
Here you go. I hope you like it.
Awesome. Okay, so the one thing we'd like to show you now is that it's real easy, again, to share with a group. So I can go back. I want to, again, just post this off to the group and manage the permissions. So we can forward this to our social pro group. Again, they're just addressable in the two lines. It's simple and easy. It's a cloud document. I can go ahead and say, you know what, we've been working on this. We don't want to make any additional changes. We want the team to review it. Again, our UI reflects the update. Okay, and I'll send it out. And then finally, we'd like to show you that this just all works great on an iPad. So I can go easily over to my group. I can check it out. I can go and look at the file. Or maybe not. Of course, it's a demo. Let's try another one. One last time. We saw this earlier. April Fool's, it doesn't really work. So what we'd like to show you is just, you know, kind of that the iPad layout is optimized for the same experience. With photos, for example, you know, we've got this great experience here where you can get an immersive view of the photo. You can easily swipe between each one of the photos. Sometimes it takes us a little while if we're on a wireless network that's getting bogged down. We can easily show and hide our email and experience, you know, and kind of read through the email as you're looking through your photos. I think we're just kind of getting a little bit of wireless network issues right now. But it's just all optimized for all of the layouts that we have. And so we really feel great about the iOS integration here with our document collaboration. We'll be able to bring that edit experience right here on your iPad. We'll be able to do it on a desktop. And of course, obviously, as Kip showed you, we have integration with our phones too. So that is it for our demos.
All right, thank you, Joey.
Yep, go back to actually number one.
Three.
Oops. Go back to the big board.
Okay, so there's a lot going on there. And hopefully the takeaway is it really is integrated nicely with what you do right now and how you work today. Right? That was a key goal of ours. We didn't want to have to teach a lot of new things to a lot of new people. We want to help people easily transition from the email world into this more collaborative world that involves groups and involves OneDrive. And we really feel as though this is the way to start to get people at your companies actually using these features, because it just makes sense. It's an extension of what they do today. But there's more going on here, too, that we're still working on. And we wanted to show you what we were still working on as well. So again, everything you're about to see here is what we call PM art or designer art. And we're actively working on all of this right now. But this is what it looks like. So when you go to actually pick a file, we were showing you picking it from my own OneDrive or the person's OneDrive. But you're also going to be able to pick files from your groups as well. So you do that the same way that you did everything else. So I've got a file that I want to pick from one of my groups, my Sports Nuts group. So I'm sending an email. I go to pick my attachment. But now, besides just seeing my own OneDrive, I'll also be able to see groups and sites that I am members of. If I click on my groups and sites, then I see the ones I've marked as favorites and all the ones that I've joined as well. And in this case, I want to get a file off of my Bright Dreams groups. So I click on Bright Dreams. There are all my files that are part of my Bright Dreams group. I find the one I want, click on it, and we're back to the flow that we just showed you and that you've seen for 2 days now in various sessions. And I say, yeah, I want to actually send this as a link. So, yep, send it as a link. And there I am in my email. And it was as simple as that to get to any file in any group that I'm part of, because I wanted to share that with someone else that is not part of the group. Right? Now, by the same token, I can be in a group wanting to attach a file as well. So if I'm in a group and I want to do one of my quick composes, I click on an attachment. I see the exact same panel and that I saw from my inbox. Right? It's the exact same experience because I'm in a group and I want to pick something that either I'm working on and share it with the group, or maybe I want to pick something from the group that no one has really looked at in the last year, and I want to tell people, no, really, it's here. This is where the group is. So again, I can pick from my own space or the group space. And when you're in the group space, we have one extra piece of UI for you, which is that we'll give you a shortcut to that group. Right? We're not sure if you want, again, if you want to pick something from your own space that you want to share with the group, or if you want to quickly get to the group you're in to get one of their docs. So we'll make it easy to get to that group for you as well. But it's the same flow. You pick your file. You're asked, do you want to send it as a link or as a classic attachment? And it's put into the group post for you. So we're going to keep it familiar no matter where you are. So you don't have to relearn anything, whether you're in a group or whether you're in your own inbox. On the collaborate side, or the edit and reply side within groups, there is one twist to this. Again, it works the same. I have an attachment that someone has posted into a group for me. But I want to reply to that. I want to change that document because groups are all about sharing and collaborating. So I click on that document and I go into my side-by-side view. If this document is a classic attachment that has come on in, someone emailed me just a regular attachment, but now I want to actually change it and get those changes back to the group, when I go and click on edit here, instead of just editing that classic attachment in there, because I'm in the group, we are actually going to automatically upsell that attachment to the group's OneDrive. All right? Because that's where a group wants to share their docs. It should be in one place for everyone to have access to. So we automatically will upsell that document to the group's OneDrive. And when we're doing that, we also will create a post in that feed that says, this file is now sitting in the group's OneDrive. So when you come back to it later or a new person joins the conversation, they'll see that exact flow, what's going on, and that the most recent version of the doc is now the one that's sitting in the group's OneDrive. Right? And it gets attached to that conversation as you'd expect. Right? So again, the twist there is that we really want to emphasize the collaborative nature of groups and have this feed into that flow. Working with Outlook, not quite what you think yet. The question that this is answering is, I have an attachment. It is a link to OneDrive. Right? That link to OneDrive, right, is showing as an attachment within OWA. I now send that out, but someone opens it in Outlook, right? Or someone opens it up in Gmail or Outlook.com. What happens? Right? So what we do is we know that when the file is sent out, we have to do something different because this is some special sauce that we've created within OWA to know what to do. So what we do is we actually create an HTML blob in the message body. And when the email gets sent out, we know to actually strip the attachment off and just show what's in the body. So in Outlook, when you open up an email, if I had emailed you with three attachments, a Word doc, a PowerPoint, and an Excel document as links, this is how it would show up. You actually see what looks like attachments, but they're in the email body. They're HTML links. They're nicely formatted HTML links. But you don't see anything actually in the attachment well. Right? And the same thing happens if it's in Hotmail, Outlook.com, or Gmail, or any other client that's out there. The emails will show up in their body. And the mechanism that we're using behind the scenes is the same mechanism for inline images. So when you have an inline image today and you send that outside of the Exchange world, what happens is the same thing. The the internal link to an attachment that we track is stripped, but it is placed in the body as a HTML blob. So we're piggybacking on top of that technology. What that allows us to do is let us work outside of OWA right now. Right? Otherwise, it would be a much more difficult problem to have all these other clients handle our new OneDrive linked attachments. But since we're sitting on top of an existing technology that does the same thing, we're able to take advantage of that. Right? Once a document, however, goes outside of your company, right, then the question becomes, OK, how do they get access to this link back into my OneDrive within my corporate firewalls? Right? This problem exists today. So what are we doing to make it better? Right? So what we're doing is we are actually going to create our own authentication email that will be sent to the user. Right? The user will get the email I sent them anyway, but they'll also get a second email that says, hey, you need to authenticate yourself with us. It is a one-time deal that they need to do. So what happens is when they get that authentication email, they will be prompted and they'll say, hey, please just log in here so we know who you are and we can match this external email address with the ID that the sender has put on this doc for you. So we click on it, and then you go through the authentication process. You can log in with a Corp ID, or you can log in with your Microsoft account, your MSA. And then you just sign in, and once you sign in, then the document is opened. Right? And once you have actually made this connection with your MSA or your org ID with the company, that company now recognizes you, and you don't have to go through this process again. So if you get links this way again, you'll be able to go right in because you have been permissioned automatically when the sender sent it out. Okay. Now, it is possible to get an auth error. If you actually clicked on the actual email itself before you ever authed that one time, then you will get an error. This is the classic error. You'll get an error saying, hey, we don't know who you are. Please, you know, auth. And you can go ahead and you can click on that button that says, you know, hey, I need to request access as well. But this is part of the dance that we're playing with SharePoint and trying to make this even easier and simpler to get out there. And further down the road, we want to have that all happen within one email and not have these two emails. It should just know that it works. So that's more of a future that we're working on. Yes. So the question is, why don't we use guest link, guest auth? Because that just lets anyone be able to read it, because that is an easy way to get around all these auth issues. So we are looking at adding that capabilities. We are balancing the intent of what the company or the user wants, if they really want to try and lock it down to the people that they're sending it to, as opposed to having this person forward it to anyone and then have anyone access to it. We think that the guest auth is really a workaround because it doesn't work the way it should work. So we're hoping to solve the main problem of getting it to work the way it does work, but we will be adding appropriate guest auth capabilities in there as well. Question? Great. So the question there is, if you know this might be a problem, why isn't this a better error message? We are working on that. Yes. Absolutely. Great idea. Question?
So say you're adding an external vendor to your PowerPoint or whatever, and I'm personally the one that did it, that sent it out, and the vendor was in Gmail. So if I leave the company or something, that vendor based on me sending the document to them. If someone later from that company sends another file, do they have to auth again because I'm no longer sending it, or did they get auth the whole company? Okay.
So the question was, I'm the person that sends this out to an external vendor. And they do their auth, and everything's working. But then I leave the company. Does that vendor need to re-auth, or if a new person goes to that vendor, do they need to re-auth? And no, that person that gets authed, they get put into AAD as a known entity. So that person stays there. So it doesn't have anything to do with if you leave the company. All right, and actually we're here at the last slide. We've got one architecture slide here that talks about our edit and reply scenario. So the one point of this slide is, this is a high-level slide to prove to you that our engineers actually do Visio diagrams to think about how all these pieces fit together. There was a much more complicated ones that we didn't show. But the takeaway here is that when we do that editing capability, as we've pointed out, it works against the OneDrive link as well as it works against just a classic attachment. And the way we were able to accomplish that was through our internal Cobalt API. The Cobalt API is the magic that lets us actually edit a document in line with the Office Online apps. Previously, Exchange did not implement that Cobalt API. Exchange implemented what was called the WAPI interface, which basically meant we can do a read-only within the WAC. The WAC is also an internal name we use for the Office Online apps. And so that happens today in 2013. You can read a doc in the WAC, but you can't edit it. So we have implemented this Cobalt API against the Exchange database. So when we get an attachment, it's in Exchange, through the Cobalt APIs, we actually create a blob that the WACs are able to understand and deal with all the edits and save appropriately. That Cobalt API has been implemented for a couple of years on SharePoint and OneDrive, as well as Outlook.com. So the fact, if you ever have used the Word Online or PowerPoint Online to edit documents in Outlook.com or on SharePoint or OneDrive, it's because of this Cobalt API. Right? So we have finally implemented that on the Exchange side. Right? So that's the magic here that we're doing. But it also means that virtually everything's identical. Right? The architecture is identical whether the doc is living up on OneDrive or whether the doc is living in Exchange. It's just the magic is the Cobalt API. And then the final piece here is some of the extra functionality that we talked about being able to actually use the rich Office clients to do the editing. That is some more work that already is enabled with the WAC and how they interact with OneDrive and also and other capabilities. We are not going to be implementing that against Exchange. So we have enabled classic attachments to work really well and seamlessly, much better than what you have to do today. But again, to get this richer experience, which involves a lot more complication, that all still lives on OneDrive and in the cloud and the interactions with the WAC there. And again, that's where we see the future of the collaboration being, and that's where we want to help bring all users to do their collaboration. Because again, once a doc is up in OneDrive and SharePoint, gets part of the Office Graph, and everything just starts to flow within that ecosystem. All right, and so with that, here we go. Those final animations. There, proves it. Here we go. So just a final summary here, right? Integrated, frictionless, and streamlined. Hopefully, if we've done a good job, you've come away saying, yeah, what we just presented is all of that, and it's going to be really easy to use and for your employees to use and pick up on this immediately without virtually any training, right? And one sec, right? And then in terms of just the FAQs here at the end, by this point, you know the story here about when's this coming, how's it coming, and so forth. We thought about saying it's going to be in Outlook right now, and it's going to be on-prem right now. It's going to be out there before O365, but that would be a real cruel April Fool's joke. So our story is still the same, which is it's in the service first, for all the reasons you've heard. We are talking closely with the Outlook desktop team about these functionalities and how we can work together on this. We are very well aware of that. And then a couple of just other questions to preempt. We've mentioned this, but to be explicit, the files that we work with in this edit and reply mode are the ones that Office Online works with, PowerPoint, Excel, and Word. OneNote, we're not quite there yet, but we're looking into that. And then DLP and e-discovery. How do these attachments that are links, how do they work with data loss prevention? How do they work with e-discovery? The simple answer there is that we are going to work the way OneDrive links work already with DLP and e-discovery. So there's not really much more we need to do along those lines. For e-discovery, it would be the same as if I copy and pasted a link to a OneDrive in the body of my email. That's how it will work. We will continue to talk to these teams to see if we can get better and better at it, but out of the gate, it works basically like it works today. So you can think of it, as I said, these are just links to docs up on OneDrive. All right. So hopefully that preempted a question or two. And then finally, the related sessions here. The only one that hasn't occurred yet is one tomorrow morning, if you're interested, which is the Experts Unplugged on OWA and Mobility. The rest are here for reference if you download this PowerPoint and go back to look at those sessions as well. And just remember to fill out those evaluations. So we had one question over here still, and open the floor for all questions. I did answer yours? Okay. Okay. Okay, there you go. Oh, and just PDFs are supported through the WAC as well, right, because the word WAC handles that. Yes?
If you are a collaborator with a large document and you send it back, is it easy to find changes?
So the question is, if you have a really large document that you're collaborating with, how easy is it to find the changes? So the simple answer there is it's as easy as Word Online, Excel Online, or PowerPoint Online make it to see where comments were put, because we're just feeding into that ecosystem. However, I can say we are talking to that team to help make it even easier to solve those problems, so I don't have anything more specific to say, but that is a key scenario that we're investigating.
And are you talking about when it's just a regular attachment or a OneDrive link? Okay.
When you are working on a document, it's sometimes difficult to find real change.
Correct. So every time I send it to Kip and then he does some edits, we're going to add his name to the extension of the file. So inside of parentheses, it'll say Kip Fern. He sends it back to me. If I do another round of edits, then it'll say Kip Fern and then Joey Maston. So we'll continue to add your name to help you reference who, you know, which file is that. Of course, it's embedded within each conversation. So we hope that the email will help you to track which one you're looking at. And seeing that email saying, hey, here are the changes I made, and then here's the attachment, will help you kind of identify which attachment you have. With SharePoint, obviously there are options to go within the SharePoint UI and see all the change history and to be able to see who all the different authors were. You can always roll back to other changes. So it's very simple when it's stored in OneDrive.
Okay. Yes? So the question is, and please let me know if I didn't get this quite right, within OneDrive itself, is there an easy way to see who has permissions to the document and set it? So yes, OneDrive, if you go to OneDrive and look at the documents, they have a little dot, dot, dot next to their files too. And in there, if you go and say, who has this document been shared with, you can see exactly who it's been shared with and what permissions they have and be able to manipulate permissions there. So you can always do that What you saw in the email was a very, very simplified peek into that exact same permissioning system. We are just feeding off of that. And as we talked about with the guest auth, that's one of the permissions that you can do on SharePoint that we also, in the right way, we want to bring that into the email capabilities too. So you can always go to the doc in OneDrive, and that will always have the full meal deal in there for permissioning. Yes? So the question was, is it really everyone on the 2 and CC line get the exact same permissions, or can I have everyone on the 2 line gets view and edit, and everyone on the CC line just gets view? It is the former. Everyone on 2 and CC get the exact same permissions. You can't do it individually. So in that case, you'd have to send 2 emails if you really want to permission them separately. Yes, you can. Yes, you can also set everyone to view, and then go to OneDrive and manipulate it individually there too. Right. So there are different ways to handle it. Right. Yes. Dates for availability. So the dates for availability are they will be coming out this calendar year. Right. The other piece I will say is because of the way we're developing features these days, it's not going to come out all as just one big clump together. Right, so you will start to see these features roll out at different times, and we get feedback and churn on that really quickly. But everything that you did see on there is this calendar year. All right, thank you very much. Have fun at Mappy Bears.